And we're proud to be America's wingman.
Got tonight with us Dr. Sakina Davis in the Woodlands. She's the clinical director of Woodlands Wellness. I'm the clinical director of Town Center Wellness. And we're here tonight. And we've got a guest with us tonight to talk about nutritional deficiencies and how to assess individuals that may have nutritional deficiencies, what to do clinically or how to treat these problems, and how they apply to certain diseases, etc. So I want to get into the show tonight just by kind of starting out and saying, you know, as a clinician, as a physician, we look for valuable tools to help us to evaluate patients. Because I know Dr. Davis and myself, we both have the types of practice where, generally speaking, we have patients that come in and they've been to seven or eight different doctors and nobody really knows what's wrong with them. And so we're kind of left with this, okay, doc, you're my last hope. What is it that you can do for me that's different than these other specialists that were the best in their field could do? And so that puts us kind of in a precarious predicament, because we have to be able to come to the table with something of additional value, tools of additional value that may, you know, help us to discern what answers may be beneficial for these patients. And so, as such, we're constantly looking for new testing services, new ways that we can identify abnormalities in a patient, abnormalities in a person's health, so that we can better discern what's going on with them and plug in the right type of treatment plan based on these test results. And so part of our tool belt, if you will, is using different types of laboratory testing that's maybe not very well known to the general population or to large mainstream medicine. And that's kind of the crux or the foundation of alternative medicine working as well as it does, is that we're able to take unique types of tests and discern more information out about our patients, about our guests, so that we're able to better help them where no one else was able to help them. And so saying that, we've got tonight a guest with us, Dr. Crawford, and he's with SpectraCell Laboratories, one of myself and Dr. Davis's favorite labs to use, because they have basically this test that allows us to identify functional intracellular nutritional deficiencies in patients. And that being said, I go back to symptoms. If a person comes into a doctor's office and they say that they're tired, what does that really mean? Tired could be caused by anemia, and anemia can be caused by an iron deficiency or a B12 deficiency or a folic acid deficiency or a zinc deficiency. And so how do you really know where to start when it comes to nutritional levels in a patient? Because we can read a textbook on vitamins and minerals, and virtually a deficiency of any vitamin and mineral could cause fatigue. So how do you know which one to use? How do you know which one's going to work for this particular patient? And so that's where we like to have these laboratory measures that give us an idea of exactly where to start, exactly where to take this patient. So I want to welcome you on the show tonight, Dr. Crawford.
Dr. Osborne, it's a pleasure to be here, Dr. Davis, and nice to have the opportunity to speak with you all in your audience.
Well, thanks for coming in. We really, the whole purpose of our show is to educate the general public about other options that they have that are outside of the mainstream model of medicine. And so your lab, SpectraCell Labs, is, I think, although is becoming more and more mainstream, I think has come a long way in the last several years toward that goal for more and more doctors that now know about your services. But I wanted to get in tonight and talk a little bit about what you guys do and why it's different and why it's better. One of the main questions that I commonly get asked is, my doctor already ran my B12 levels. He already ran my folic acid levels. He told me they were normal. Why should I run this particular test in your office if it's going to give me generally the same information? So if you could kind of elaborate on the differences between what your lab does versus, say, just a standard serum lab testing that maybe some of these other major labs are performing.
Well, not all vitamins and minerals have certain functions in the body, and most of those functions that these things catalyze or cause to happen occur not within the liquid component of our blood, but inside cells. And when your doctor goes to measure a vitamin B12, he's actually looking at how much vitamin B12 is outside of the cell, where it has, in almost all cases, very little function. It has to be inside the cell to do its to catalyze and make sure things are working metabolically to ensure that you have optimal health. So SpectraCell actually grows your patient's lymphocytes in tissue culture, and we look at the function of vitamin B12 along with many other micronutrients and see how well prepared your cell is to use that substance and to see if you are functionally deficient in it. And that's the difference. I mean, you can have completely normal or even elevated levels of vitamin B12 outside the cell, but if it's not inside the cell functioning, then you could have metabolic, then you could have problems with your health.
So let me just kind of back up a little bit. I think I understand what you're saying, and I want to make it to where everybody understands. You have this test that is able to actually identify how well a cell can perform based on whether or not it has that nutrient present within it.
And functioning within it, correct.
And so this marker then basically gives you an index, a functional index of how well the cells are growing, how well the cells are working based on whether or not that nutrient is present in a high enough amount or not present in a high enough amount.
That's correct. That's correct. We really can't at times differentiate between whether or not it's just a deficient, you didn't eat enough red meat and therefore you're deficient in vitamin B12, or do you need more vitamin B12 than normal so that you can have adequate levels of the B12 within the cell to cause things to happen at an appropriate pace or reaction or speed. And it's not necessarily that you didn't eat enough red meat. It's just that you have an unusual requirement for more. And that was one of the beautiful things that SpectraCell was founded on. The test was developed at the University of Texas over a 10-year period between 1985 and 1995 when a real pioneer in nutrition, Dr. Roger Williams, identified this concept of biochemical individuality. And what he was saying was that we're all different. And the amount of vitamin B12 that you might need, Dr. Osborne, may be somewhat different than the amount I need. And that we needed to find some kind of a way to measure what are the requirements for that individual patient. And that's really what SpectraCell is about.
Well, that's a very, very good explanation. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to go, and when we come back, we're going to have more with Dr. Crawford. So if you've got questions and you want to call in, feel free to do so over the break. The number is 281-558-5738. Once again, that's 281-558-5738. We're talking about nutritional deficiencies with Dr. Crawford at SpectraCell Labs, and we'll be right back.
You want to obtain optimal health and wellness naturally? At Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center, we can help you achieve optimal health with our six-point wellness program that will have you feeling great. Dr. Sakina Davis is board certified in family practice and has helped thousands of men, women, and children prevent disease. Now, if you're tired of taking multiple prescription drugs each day or you're just feeling bad, call the Woodlands Wellness Cosmetic Center for a consultation. Their number is 281-362-0014. Our comprehensive program enables patients to boost their immune systems, increase their energy levels, and enjoy a better quality of life. Dr. Sakina Davis is eager to share her philosophy as she believes men and women in their midlife and beyond are entitled to look and feel their best. Call today to schedule your appointment at 281-362-0014. Again, 281-362-0014. The Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center.
Check them out on the web at www.woodlandswellness.com. Have you been put on medications by your doctor to treat symptoms of disease, but no one is doing anything to identify your problem? Have you been told that you need to see a psychiatrist because your symptoms don't fit the doctor's prescription pad? Don't be a victim of mainstream sick care. Dr. Osborne specializes in helping you find the answers to unresolved health problems. The future of medicine can be found at Town Center Wellness. Dr. Osborne utilizes state-of-the-art technology through genetics, specialized laboratory testing, and more to help identify the causes of your symptoms and personalize a treatment plan for you. At Town Center Wellness, you're not just another patient, you are a person. Obtain excellent health through genetic accommodation. Call today for an appointment at 281-240-2229. That's 281-240-2229. Or visit us on the web at towncenterwellness.com. That's towncenterwellness.com.
You take vitamins every day, but how can you be sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy? Most of us try to stay fit, but how many of us know exactly how healthy we actually are? In fact, studies show that 50% of people who take vitamins have deficiencies that can suppress immune function and contribute to chronic illness. SpectraCell's patented blood test measures vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in the body's cells to determine if you're getting all you need. For more information in the name of a clinician near you, go to www.spectracell.com or call 713-621-3101.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Osborne. I'm here tonight. Dr. Davis is with me, and Dr. Crawford is here as a guest tonight with SpectraCell Labs. And before we left the break, we were talking about SpectraCell's vitamin intracellular analysis lab test. And if you've got questions you want to ask Dr. Crawford or questions you want to ask Dr. Davis or myself, feel free to call in. The number here is 281-558-5738. It's 281-558-5738. So when we left for the break, Dr. Crawford was just telling us about the actual functional ability for SpectraCell's test to actually determine whether or not a person has a deficiency in a particular vitamin. And we were talking about the concept of biochemical individuality, which basically states that people are different. They're different on the outside. They're different on the inside. Some people need more B12 than others. Some people need more zinc than others. Some people need more folic acid than others. And how do we really determine how much a person actually needs? And that's where SpectraCell's testing comes in so great, because the way that it's measured, it actually determines whether or not a person is functionally deficient in a particular nutrient, as opposed to just saying, well, they have this level in their bloodstream, but that could have been affected by what they ate yesterday. It could have been affected by a number of other disease processes. So I think that's what I would like you to explain a little bit more, Dr. Crawford, is the uniqueness and how SpectraCell Labs, how the breakdown is as far as the difference between serum testing and the difference between what you guys do and how that can impact long-term health and what are the ramifications there.
Well, how long do I have to answer that one, Dr. Osborne?
I tell you what, you talk and I'll listen.
You know, one of the real paradigms or paradoxes that exists within our general population is that many, many people are out there taking a vitamin supplement. And we all believe that just because we took that vitamin, that it's actually meeting our requirements and it's actually in our cells and operating efficiently metabolically. At the University of Texas, in a study of about 5,000 patients, what they found was that only about 20% of the people they tested had no nutrient deficiencies, mineral deficiencies, as was determined at that time by the test they offered, leaving 80% of people abnormal. Well, what was most interesting was that half of that population that were abnormal took vitamin supplements. So that assumption that we all operate with, that we get up in the morning or in the evening and we take some vitamins and minerals and they're actually meeting our needs, is just not true. If you measured that in the serum or the liquid component of the blood, you may find that, yes, that patient took their vitamins and they had high levels of vitamin B6, vitamin B12, folic acid. However, when you looked within the cell at the same time, you may very well find that there were inadequate levels. And that's well published now. There have been articles in major medical journals which say that the serum measurements that we routinely perform every day in doctors' offices across the country may not necessarily give you accurate answers as it relates to the metabolic need of the patient. In fact, an article about 5 years ago was saying that maybe 20% or more of the measurements of vitamin B12 and folic acid are actually wrong because they're not picking up the deficiencies that exist inside the cell. They're measuring how much of that component is outside the cell where it has no function. So for those two examples of, let's say, for vitamin B12 and folic acid, if you are deficient in these things, those two vitamins in particular are related to the metabolism of a compound which the audience may or may not have heard of called homocysteine. And homocysteine is recognized as being a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. And if you're deficient in those vitamins, you can have increased levels of homocysteine and increase incidence of atherosclerosis as a result of it. So there's a very practical application where we could see that if you went to a doctor and had your B12 and folate tested in the serum, you may get very normal results. But yet if you looked functionally within the cell, you could be deficient, and it could be leading to the development of and contributing to the development of cardiovascular disease. But simply taking a vitamin supplement does not guarantee that you're actually getting it into the cell and using it properly. I think that probably is the biggest point I could make this evening. Don't assume that you took your vitamins today and that you're fine.
I certainly, in my own clinical practice, I see that very commonly where I have patients come in. And I'm sure, Dr. Davis, that you have seen this as well, mm-hmm. where we have somebody who's come in and they say, yeah, I've been taking calcium, and they've got a particular brand of calcium, and maybe they've been taking it for 2 or 3 years and to try to prevent osteoporosis or whatever the case may be. And then, you know, we get their lab results back from SpectraCell, and we find that they actually have a calcium deficiency. And so,
unfortunately,
to me,
most of their vitamins sit on the shelf. That's one big problem that I see as well. Is that if they're taking it, that's one thing. But half the time, they think they're taking it, but it's sitting on their counter, and they're not actually taking it enough to really make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the thing that helps me mostly with the SpectraCell, it motivates them to actually take the supplements that they invest in, and actually make a difference in how they feel.
Oh, absolutely. Because if you know, I've seen patients bring in, you know, bags of supplements and
right.
suitcases of supplements
right.
and say, I'm tired of taking these things. Give me what I actually need
right.
and run a test that will show me that. And that's where I think SpectraCell plays such a valuable tool, like you said, in patient compliance. When they know they're deficient and they know what they need, then they're more apt to comply with your recommendations because there it is. It's in black and white. It's in fine print. They see that, you know, they actually do have these deficiencies, and they want to get them corrected because of the long-term ramifications of vitamin deficiencies.
Well,
and
Go ahead. I was just going to say, you were talking about calcium, and I think when I first started with SpectraCell about 15 years ago, when we started the company, I was deficient in calcium. And at that time, I was on two medications for hypertension. And I found out that I was deficient in calcium, and I started taking some. And it didn't do anything for me. I remained deficient in calcium. And I finally had to find a form of calcium and a vitamin supplement that specifically worked for me. And when it did, and I'm not going to say it was the only factor, but I haven't been on those medications for 10 years because I successfully resolved the calcium problem that had been confronted my body, my cells. So there's, I mean, that's a very practical example of how this really works. And yet I was taking calcium supplements, maybe not the right kind, that I was taking them, and it was to no avail.
Dr. Crawford, that's an excellent point, and we see that quite a bit too. We've got patients that come in and they've been taking this supplement or that supplement, or a doctor has said take this supplement, and the patient takes it and it has no effect on their health, no effect whatsoever, even though they may be deficient. And so then that kind of brings back the point that not everybody's created equally. We all have this own biochemical uniqueness. And so one person who may respond better to calcium citrate may not respond as well to a calcium gluconate or a calcium orotate or some of the other, you know, chelation forms of calcium. And so it's important to really be able to measure a deficiency and then subsequently down the road after implementing some type of supplementation plan, evaluate whether or not that deficiency still exists or whether or not it was corrected, because of the long-term ramifications of vitamin deficiencies on the health. It's not that being deficient in calcium will, you know, create all these different diseases, but it's simply that if you are deficient for long-term, you've got all these different effects that are occurring biochemically, that it's kind of like chipping away at the body, chipping away at the health, and works slowly and insidiously. And eventually, one day, it shows up as some form of subclinical disease that goes unrecognized unless the doctor's astute or acute enough to be able to get in there and actually do some kind of testing like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't agree more with you on that statement. It's really critical. Continue on, please.
Well, I'm going to take a quick phone call. Before we're about to go to another break, and we've got a phone caller on line one, Paul in Galveston. Paul, thanks for calling in tonight. What can we do for you?
Yes, it's my pleasure, and I should preface, I'm a layperson, okay? And so if I sound like that, there's a reason why. And basically, it's a follow-up to Dr. Crawford's question that you just took, but. But if it's a statement of fact that we're all biochemically individuals, and that serum tests really don't reflect what our status is, why do most physicians just use a serum test? Is it an education issue?
I'm going to let Dr. Davis take this because I'm a chiropractor and a clinical nutritionist, and Dr. Davis went to medical school. She's a medical doctor. So, Dr. Davis, you want to handle this question?
Sure. Well, unfortunately, the sad part is that we actually don't receive any formal nutrition training in medical school, or we didn't, at least when I went to medical school. So the total amount of time that we devoted to learning about supplements, vitamins, and nutrition, I think, was all of 1 hour of our entire medical school training. So I think it does boil down to an education type of an issue with most physicians, but I think a lot of traditional physicians are not willing to look at different places. They want to basically treat within a box. So they've been trained to test your B12 levels, to test your folic acid levels, to test your vitamin D levels using just serum testing. And they're not aware that other laboratories are available. Even if they are, I think it's just an issue that they're not willing to take the time to implement those particular types of laboratory services into their practice. And that's why physicians like myself and other anti-aging physicians and Dr. Osborne are sought out by other patients, because we offer different types of laboratory testing, different types of approaches to this kind of treatment.
Okay, but because we as patients and as lay people, if we are to believe the literature, it just is foreign to us, given the areas of where we work in, that you wouldn't go to the leading edge piece and try to grow with how the technology has grown.
Well, and that's what happened now to insurance-based medicine is, you know, as a family practitioner, I'm, you know, given 5 to 10 minutes to see a patient. Well, in 5 to 10 minutes, yeah, I can talk to you, you know, literally maybe 10 seconds about your symptoms and hand you a prescription for a drug and off you go. And so that's kind of why this has happened. That's why there are physicians like myself who branch out and decide that this is just not the right way to treat and prevent illness. And so, you know, we're more adept on learning about these different type of laboratory services and things that are available to you. And they are. We have lots of different, you know, practices that we can offer. It's just having the time and to actually learn about these things.
But how do I find out what a physician's predisposition is in terms of treatment?
There are several things that you can do, Paul, here I know SpectraCell actually has a website, spectracell.com, and they list all the physicians that would use their lab testing are listed on the website. And
okay.
That at least gives you a predisposition for doctors who are open enough to or educated
okay.
enough
right.
to have this type of technology. But there are a couple of websites that you can also visit. One is called functionalmedicine.org. Another one is orthomolecular.org, and
okay.
these are websites that are, you know, largely doctor-based, doctors that have trained in specific techniques that are just as scientifically advanced, as a matter of fact, probably more cutting-edge than any other area of medicine, and they've just trained specifically for this. And I know Dr. Davis, I believe she's a part of the anti-aging. Can you elaborate on that, Dr.
Sure.
Davis?
It's the American Academy of Anti-Aging. It's actually worldhealth.net.
Okay.
And there are lots
okay.
of physicians that are listed on that website who are willing to look in and expand into the different kinds of services
okay.
that are available.
Listen, thank you very much. I very much enjoy your show. I listen every week.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Thank you.
Well, we're going to head off to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have more with Dr. Davis, more with Dr. Crawford. If you've got questions, remember you can call in and ask 281-558-5738. We'll be right back.
Do you often tell your doctor that you're tired all the time, out of energy, have no interest in sex, and seem to have PMS all the time? The doctor probably ran your blood work and told you that everything came back normal. At the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center, we specialize in hormone imbalances. We don't only rely on the blood work to diagnose your symptoms, and we don't treat the individual symptoms by giving you a prescription for each one. We look for the root of your symptoms and get to the underlying problems that are causing your symptoms. Dr. Sakina Davis can help you obtain health and wellness naturally. Call the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center today at 281-362-0014 and let us put you back in balance. Call today at 281-362-0014. Call the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center today. Check them out on the web at www.woodlandswellness.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Have you been put on medications to treat your symptoms because doctors have been unable to identify the cause of your depression and fatigue? Have you tried thyroid hormones without great success? Then call Talent Center Wellness today. That phone number 281-240-2229. Symptoms of hypothyroidism such as fatigue, depression, and mental sluggishness have all been linked to nutritional deficiencies. Now, if you have any of these deficiencies, medications might help initially, but they will be of little benefit in the long run. At Talent Center Wellness, you will be seen by a doctor who is board certified in clinical nutrition and has the ability to detect your deficiencies and customize a nutritional prescription based on your unique needs. Quit guessing about your health and call Talent Center Wellness today. 281-240-2229 and schedule your appointment. That's 281-240-2229. Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229.
You take vitamins every day, but how can you be sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy? Most of us try to stay fit, but how many of us know exactly how healthy we actually are? In fact, studies show that 50% of people who take vitamins have deficiencies that can suppress immune function and contribute to chronic illness. SpectraCell's patented blood test measures vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in the body's cells to determine if you're getting all you need. For more information in the name of a clinician near you, go to www.spectracell.com or call 713-621-3101.
Dr. Osborne, you're online with Alternatives for Health and Wellness. We're talking tonight about nutritional deficiencies. And we've got Dr. Davis with us, as well as Dr. Crawford from SpectraCell Labs, who's here to give us some better insight on their laboratory testing services and what sets them apart from the standard run-of-the-mill general labs that you would have done if you visited your doctor's office. And before I want to get in, I've got a couple more questions for Dr. Crawford, but I want to take a quick phone call. Maggie in Houston, thanks for calling tonight. What can we do for you?
Hi. My main question is, what is the difference in the supplements that you take that are over-the-counter supplements and the medications or supplements that you provide that will allow them to get into the cells when the over-the-counter medications don't get into the cells?
Well, that's a very, very good question. I get asked that quite a bit. There are a lot of differences, and it's kind of a double-edged sword. What we've got is we've got no FDA regulation of the supplement industry, so it's very pretty much voluntarily. A lot of supplement companies will follow what is called the GMP, the Good Manufacturing Practices, but those guidelines are not all that rigid and not all that strict, and the FDA is too small to really regulate any of the industry in and of itself, because there's so many different supplement companies that are out there. How do you keep tab when you don't have the manpower to keep tab? And so what you get is you get some products that actually are what they say they are, and then you get other products that are one-third of what they say that they are, and it's just simply bad business for particular companies. There's some companies that are fly-by-night, and there's some that are actually very reputable that you can go out and buy over-the-counter. What I offer and what Dr. Davis offers, I know, in our offices are they're products that are really pharmaceutical grade. They're only available through doctors, and that's to keep the quality high. And some of the things that we use are actually, you don't just want to give them out like candy to a kid, because although vitamins are very beneficial and very helpful in some cases, you know, too much can do the wrong thing as well. But the bottom line is, the difference is when we're treating patients, we don't want to send somebody to Walmart and say, here, hopefully that calcium you buy at Walmart will work. I'll see you in 6 months, and maybe your condition will get better, and maybe it won't. You follow what I'm saying? So we have to make sure that what we're using to treat this individual is pharmaceutical grade, that it is what it says that it is, and that it's of a biological form that's very highly absorbable for this individual, so that at the very least, we know several things. We know that this person will take this product and they will absorb it, or the chances are very high that they will absorb it. We know that we can control the dose because it is what it says that it is. And we know that we can monitor that with follow-up blood work, and we can see symptom improvement or symptom changes based on those follow-ups. So does that completely answer your question?
That answers that part of my question. Is this something that is normally covered by insurance, or is it all an out-of-pocket expense?
If you were to visit a doctor's office like mine or Dr. Davis, SpectraCell Labs they'll bill your insurance, basically, is the way it boils down. So most cases, that particular test is covered. Okay. Supplements, however, are not covered, but they can be covered if you have what's called a flex spending or a health savings account.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. If you're just taking general supplements just because, a health savings account won't cover that.
That's right.
If you've got confirmed laboratory documentation that says, I'm deficient in B12, I'm deficient in zinc and choline, and I'm being put on these by my doctor, then that qualifies you for being able to use that HSA or that flex account pre-tax dollars to be able to use it to buy your supplements.
Okay. When we get offline, I'd like to get more information about your phone numbers and whatever. If you can repeat those online, I would certainly appreciate that.
I certainly will. I'll make a point to do that just as soon as we go to break.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Maggie, and have a great evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Crawford, you still with us? Hello? Okay, we got just a quick glitch. So what we were talking about earlier is just the quality of supplements and whether or not, you know, going over to Walmart or going over to Kroger or buying over the counter at a drugstore is equal quality to something that you would get in a functional medicine doctor's office. And the simple answer to that is probably not. Definitely not going to be equal quality because of the lack of control measures. And then typically many companies, you know, vitamins and minerals and supplements are usually a you pay for what you get type of industry, because just to give you an example, the cost of B12 in the form, there's a form of B12 called cyanocobalamin, and the cost of that particular type of B12 is very inexpensive, but it's not very effective clinically. There's another form of B12 called methylcobalamin, and it's just a different type of chemical, but it is the biologically active chemical that your body needs and as it relates to B12. And just a kilo of B12 methylated B12, I think, is in the neighborhood of $10,000. So it's much more expensive to get a good version of this type of B12 than it is to get the less clinically functional B12. So there is a difference in your supplement, and realize that, you know, I went to school for 9 years to be able to really discriminate the differences between these things. So I don't expect, you know, to be able to relay that information in, you know, in tonight's show. Dr. Crawford, are you back on? Okay, we're still waiting for Dr. Crawford. I want to talk a little bit more about the SpectraCell Labs, since that's a topic of conversation tonight. And I want to get into some of the clinical ramifications. Dr. Davis, are you with us? Okay, looks like we lost them both. So some of the clinical ramifications of having a nutritional deficiency. There are people that come in all the time with fatigue, or that come in all the time with different types of symptoms, and multiple tests have been run and they've been to several different types of doctors, and nobody really is able to find out what's going on with the particular patient. And as an example, I had a young female come in to see me about a year ago, and when we did her lab test, she actually was only 18, and she had extremely high cholesterol. She had thyroid disease, and she was borderline obese. And when we ran her SpectraCell, and they actually checked for 31 different nutrient deficiencies, she had 22 deficiencies. Now, this was huge. She was so malnourished that it was, in her case, affecting her thyroid. It was affecting her cholesterol levels, affecting her energy, affecting her body's ability to lose weight and metabolize calories. So what we were able to do with this patient is, obviously I'm not going to give 22 different pills to a patient at the same time, or at least I try not to, because the compliance comes way down when you try to do it that way. But we slowly, over a period of time, started to replenish her nutritional levels, and we watched her clinical symptoms change from very grim to quite nice. So, I mean, she ended up, cholesterol came under control. Her energy levels went up. She lost about 30 pounds in a year. So in her case, it was largely related. All these problems were related to nutritional deficiencies that weren't otherwise identified through lab testing. Dr. Crawford, are you back yet? Okay, how about Dr. Davis? We got Dr. Davis back? Okay, so the bottom line is, from a clinical perspective, you know, we had the last caller say, how would this really affect me by doing a test like this? And the bottom line is, if you've got a deficiency, that deficiency, wherever it shows up, is going to show up as a symptom somewhere, and it may not be dire health consequences for that individual. But just to give you an example, if you've got anemia and that anemia is caused by folic acid deficiency, and you have that anemia and you don't identify that folic acid deficiency, what are the potential long-term complications of that? Well, anemia, you're going to be tired. But with folic acid deficiency, that long-term, you can start to develop nerve damage. You can start to develop damage to the actual DNA as your cells are turning over and replicating and making new cells. Folic acid deficiency has been linked to depression. It's been linked to cardiovascular disease, to stroke, to osteoporosis, to Alzheimer's. So when we say, what are the long-term ramifications of poor nutrition or nutritional deficiencies, it's not that they would particularly cause these diseases in and of themselves, but they're certainly risk factors for the development of these diseases. And because most of these diseases they're kind of slow in building, and they happen, they're chronic degenerative, so you don't wake up one morning and have diabetes or have osteoporosis. It's slow going. It's a building process. It's poor nutrition over 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 years, having multiple types of deficiencies and not addressing them, that in that long run ends up as disease. Dr. Davis, do we have you back yet?
I hope so.
Okay. Sorry we lost you there.
Okay.
What are some of your clinical experiences? I know you treat a lot of women with hormonal problems, and how would that really relate then to what you use SpectraCell for, and what are some of the findings that you see?
Oh, I see a tremendous change. I mean, when I do a package and I draw the hormones and the vitamins, they often tie in with so many of their symptoms. Of course, I think the main symptom that I see is fatigue, and so many times they do have a B deficiency, so getting them on a B complex or specific B supplements and the B12 makes a huge difference in their energy, and that's something sort of immediate. And then I think the improvement with the hormones and the thyroid really comes if they have a selenium deficiency, for example. We see a huge relationship to selenium deficiency and a thyroid that's not working correctly. We see quite a bit of correlation between the SpectraCell is able to test for issues with insulin and glucose, called the glucose-insulin interaction. So that convinces a lot of these people that their eating habits are making a difference relating to how their hormones are not working correctly, so they're able to make those dietary changes that help a lot. So I think, what I see mostly is that it works. I find people who have symptoms, their symptoms are often targeted with the nutritional deficiencies that I find with the SpectraCell. And I think it all just ties in together. That's the important part, is once they're able to get on the right supplements and they're working, and I'm able to show them year after year, look, now you're not deficient in this, look, your antioxidants are improving, I think they feel like what they're doing is helping. I think so many people are confused about what vitamins to take, how often they should take it, what would happen if they don't take it. And so clearly seeing it in black and white with the SpectraCell makes such an important difference to them, because then they feel like what they're doing is actually working and it's worth taking all these supplements.
Excellent. Well, we're going to run to a quick break. We're going to try to get Dr. Crawford back on the line. I've got a few more questions I wanted to get answered from him. And we will see you back shortly. If you got a phone call or a question you want to phone in, 281-558-5738. And we'll be right back.
Warning, if you've been diagnosed with high blood pressure or high cholesterol and are currently taking medications to offset these conditions, then you need to be aware of the nutritional side effects that they can have. Commonly prescribed cholesterol and blood pressure medications may lead to deficiencies in vitamins and minerals that are needed by your body to protect the function of your cardiovascular system. A deficiency in some of these nutrients may actually cause heart disease. The doctors at Town Center Wellness specialize in identifying nutritional deficiencies with state-of-the-art laboratory testing, not available in most doctors' offices. Protect your health today by calling Town Center Wellness at 281-240-2229. Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229. Once again, Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229. Tired of being thick around the middle? Does your skin flap like a chicken when you wave goodbye? Are those saddlebags getting on your nerves? Well, Cool Lipo is here and the results are amazing. As we grow older, our skin begins to show the signs of sun and lifestyle. The face and neck are exposed to the sun more than any other part of the body and tend to age more quickly. And we look for expensive creams and lotions to erase the signs of aging, and some people even consider surgery. At Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center, we can perform Cool Lipo, a non-surgical procedure, in our office. And there's no downtime, and it takes less time than a trip to the grocery store. Consider Cool Lipo to remove fatty tissue under the chin, neck, arms, abdomen, and even thighs. Call Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center today for more information at 281-362-0014. We'll have you back in swimsuit shape in no time at all. Call us at 281-362-0014 for your Cool Lipo consultation. 281-362-0014.
Check them out on the web at www.woodlandswellness.com.
Does your child do poorly in school due to poor focus and lack of attention? Are you being pressured by teachers and doctors to put your child on medication to treat ADD or ADHD, but are nervous about the potential side effects of the medications, such as poor appetite and delayed growth? In today's fast-paced society, most children's diets are inadequate and provide large quantities of refined sugars with minimal vitamins and minerals. Nutritional deficiencies are very common in children diagnosed with ADD and ADHD and have been shown to have a strong relationship with such abnormal behavior. A safe and natural alternative exists. To find out more on how you can help your child without the side effects of medications, call Town Center Wellness today at 281-240-2229. Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229.
You take vitamins every day, but how can you be sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy? Most of us try to stay fit, but how many of us know exactly how healthy we actually are? In fact, studies show that 50% of people who take vitamins have deficiencies that can suppress immune function and contribute to chronic illness. SpectraCell's patented blood test measures vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in the body's cells to determine if you're getting all you need. For more information and the name of a clinician near you, go to www.spectracell.com or call 713-621-3101.
Dr. Osborne, you're on with Alternatives for Health and Wellness, and I've got Dr. Davis here tonight co-hosting with me, as well as Dr. Crawford. He's from SpectraCell Labs, and he's here tonight to give us information about their lab facilities and their unique ability to test intracellularly vitamin and mineral deficiencies and some other things. And that brings us into some of my next questions, but first, if you've got questions you want to call in, 281-558-5738 is the number. That's 281-558-5738. And we did have a request from a caller earlier to put some additional information about how she could find Dr. Davis and myself's clinic. So I'm going to put that out there real quick. You can go to www.woodlandswellness.com or towncenterwellness.com, and you can get plenty of good information about our clinics and with the types of services that we have to offer. So back to Dr. Crawford. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your antioxidant assay, because that's a real big buzzword floating around out there today. You get green tea with antioxidants. You've got vitamin water with now being added antioxidants. People talk about drinking wine because it has antioxidants, or eating chocolate. So let's talk a little bit about, I know you guys do a functional antioxidant assay. Can you give us some information about what that is and what that measures and what are the implications?
Well, one of the really unique tests that is so popular is that antioxidant function test. And what we do is we grow your cells in an optimal environment, and then we begin adding something called free radicals to those cells and see how well prepared your cells are to defend themselves against a free radical load. Now, free radicals arise from the simple act of breathing to exercise extremes, from aging, from disease, from the air we breathe, and so forth. So these are ever-present in our bodies. And we now know that antioxidants help ward off the damaging effects of these substances. And I think it's very important for us to know what our antioxidant status is, and I think if we looked at the vitamin supplements people were taking, many of them focus on the antioxidants. I would put out a word of precaution there, because in some cases, more is not better. We now know that if you take too much vitamin C or too much vitamin E, that you can actually have an opposite effect and lead to what's called a prooxidant, or it actually in potential to increase damage. So you need a balanced system for antioxidants to function in. And I think that's just another area where our test can be useful in identifying for the patient exactly which components they need, so that they're not wasting a lot of money on supplements that A, they may not be needing, or B, those that may actually have the potential to inflict harm because they don't need them. So I think the Spectrox test is, as I say, a measure of how well prepared your cells are to defend themselves against the free radicals, these damaging molecules that exist in our bodies as a result of just normal processes.
Well, and that also brings up a point. A lot of patients ask me this question. Commonly, vitamin E is referred to, or vitamin D, or zinc, or selenium. Those are referred to as antioxidants, just generally speaking. And so I know SpectraCell Labs, your test actually measures vitamin E and alpha-lipoic acid and coenzyme Q10 and zinc and selenium. And all these nutrients are, in and of themselves, antioxidants. But then you also have that Spectrox profile, which is kind of an overall functional marker for total antioxidant status. So if the way I get this is, if their vitamin E levels are okay, but their antioxidant status overall is low, you wouldn't give them vitamin E to boost their antioxidant status.
That's correct. That's correct. They may need vitamin C. They may need coenzyme Q10. They may need to look outside of antioxidants. There could be other factors that are responsible for that total antioxidant function being low. For example, people that do a lot of extreme exercise tend to have low antioxidant function, and we have been fairly unsuccessful in improving that by giving them more and more antioxidants. I think in some cases we have to look at what's causing those excess amounts of free radicals or the load that's being presented to the body and reduce that to improve the performance of the system. But I'm sure you and Dr. Davis have seen patients come in to your office and you ask them what they're taking, and they'll walk in with shopping bags full of things, and many of them they don't really need. And with some of the articles being published in the literature today, receiving such wide publicity, saying that, hey, it's dangerous to take vitamin E, it's dangerous to take calcium, it's dangerous to take vitamin D in such high doses. None of these may be true. But this test is designed to say, does your body need that substance? And that's what's so beautiful about it.
Very excellent explanation. We're running low on time. I'm going to wrap it up. Dr. Crawford, I appreciate you being here tonight. And anybody who's got questions about SpectraCell Labs testing, you can contact them. Their website address is spectracell.com, and that's spectracell.com. And you can get the phone number from the website, or you can learn more about their testing services. You can find a doctor who actually offers their testing services. And if you've got insurance, SpectraCell, the test itself is covered by most major insurance plans. So it's something that you don't have to come out of pocket, you know, just a ton of money with to be able to get this valuable clinical information and allow you to help improve your health. So once again, Dr. Crawford, thanks for coming on tonight. We really do appreciate your expertise.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you. Good night.
And so quickly before we go tonight, Dr. Davis, thanks again for your insight as well. It's always good having you on the show with me to just add another expert opinion.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I want to just finish the show tonight by simply saying, you know, if you're taking vitamins, if you're taking supplements, and you've got questions about what you really should be taking, or if you're taking the right thing, or if what you're taking is actually working, there is an ability to test for that. And that's one of the tools that doctors like Dr. Davis and myself use commonplace in our office. So realize that availability is out there, and seek it out if it's something that you think would benefit your health. And I hope you learned a lot tonight, and thanks again for everybody tuning in. And this is Dr. Osborne, and this is Alternatives for Health and Wellness, and I'm signing out, and we'll see you back next week.
If you're thinking about it, we're not just talking about it. We're doing something about it. Radioactive. AM 700 KSEV.
AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
This is the first time I've ever seen something go down like this. All the glasses broke out of the windows.
Tiara Johnson and I witnessed one of three tornadoes that roared through the tidewater of Virginia late today. Chris Carroll, who works with Johnson in Colonial Heights, told WTVR-TV he also couldn't believe what he was seeing.
The rain started coming harder and it started going sideways. Then we started seeing things come off the roof. And as soon as I seen the car fly up in the air, we started hightailing it to the back of the store, but Man, that was the scariest thing I ever seen. It shook the building. Shoes were falling over. It was really, really scary.
18 people were hurt in Colonial Heights, more than 200 in nearby Suffolk. The community of Driver appears to have been hardest hit. The hospital there was damaged, but still able to treat patients. A storm of a different sort, a storm of protests, swept over Capitol Hill and the National Mall in Washington today.
A long line of trucks slowly making its way past the U.S. Capitol. Their horns blaring in protest at diesel fuel prices that have risen to more than $4 a gallon. They're getting the thumbs up here from a lot of motorists who also have to pay much higher fuel prices than they did just a year ago, or for that matter, just a month ago. The truckers want Congress to do something about the rising cost of filling up at the pump. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Soaring gas prices and staggering sales are causing GM to shut down four plants that produce pickups and SUVs. GM is also going to lay off workers. Harley Shaken, a labor expert at the University of California at Berkeley, says the layoffs aren't widespread, but they are cause for concern.
It raises a red flag. We're at the